Good morning, Seattle. Good morning to all the folks that live between here and the Pacific Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean and all the oceans above and beyond. Good morning to the pirate ships of Zebulon. You're still battling the Hegarmite tribes of Sector 41. Good morning to the witch maidens of the Rocky Mountains. Have you made your offering to Hera yet? It's almost 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Tuesday, March the 30th, 2021. Bo Blimp Doc. Yes, Bo Blimp Doc is my new bad word. Imagine every terribly bad word, the words we're not supposed to use. And for your information, a listener of mine has begun to fund a shortwave broadcast from WRMI in Miami. It's on Saturday night and Sunday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on frequency 5950 kilohertz. So if you're a shortwave person, I don't know. Those are your kilohertz. You get 5,950 kilohertz for the price of one. That's a lot of kilohertz for one kilohertz. Yes, indeed. And anywho, I have been told that there's no foul language on the radio. The FCC says this, the Federal Communications Commission, the board of directors of what is appropriate. So I should not use dirty words. But I thought about that this morning as I've been meditating on it for a few weeks now. And it occurred to me that I can live in that world, maybe, but probably I end up creating new words that are even more disgusting. You see, this is an arms race, and we're going to talk about this in today's podcast. It might not be the only theme, but it is a pertinent theme. If you believe you can stop the human mind, if you believe you can put up a roadblock to cognition, if you're of the opinion that the word, that the speech of humanity is something you can dam like a river, then I do truly believe you have another thing coming. You know, is that a Judas Priest song? Or is it Black Sabbath? I don't care. Maybe Metallica. But my point is, you've got another thing coming. And I think that is Judas Priest. You've got another thing coming, my friend, if you think that you will simply put up a roadblock and stop people from using bad words. What are you going to do? Are you going to stop people from using bad music? What about bad pictures and bad sculpture? I guess we've seen that, haven't we? Bad, bad, B-A-D, bad. And so I should try to stop using the bad words, and we'll see. We'll see. I don't really know. I struggle with two demons right now. Okay? As a Christian, I will fully admit there are two demons that wrestle with my heart. And on more than a few days of the week, probably steal my will to do those things, those good things that I could do as a person in service of God and not just in service of my desire. I struggle with the demon of alcohol, and it is a thing. It's kind of a demon. I'm not going to blame it. I don't blame beer. I don't blame whiskey. I don't blame wine. This is a choice I'm making. I'm making a choice to party with the devil when I drink. I know this. And I also struggle with the demon of rage. Sometimes I get really angry. Now, am I the kind of person that would just randomly hit somebody because I get angry? No. But do I get so angry I have to scream? Yes. And in the last few decades, we've been told that basically, you're not supposed to get angry. You're not supposed to get upset if everything is fine. Everything's fine, Dan. So I get angry, probably more angry than I should. And in the last year, it hasn't really helped that much, this dystopia. What I'm seeing, what I'm experiencing, being here in Seattle is disappointing. To call it disappointing, to say that I am disappointed in my fellow man is a mild statement, my friends. I am not simply disappointed. I kind of believed that at some point, people of this city would look out, if only for their own children. Like, I could see them being callous about their own stupid lives. But if only for their kids, I would have said they will wake up. They will become aware. They won't put the mask on their kid. They won't make their kid take a vaccine that hasn't been remotely tested and doesn't appear to have any real scientific position behind it for a pandemic that requires dancing nurses to convince you it's here. I have been disappointed in the human race. First topic, I randomly opened the Bible today. You should do that sometime, my Christian brothers and sisters. It's an interesting experience. I randomly opened the Bible today. And here's the thing. I may have read this passage before, but I randomly opened to it. So I'm going to read it. Jeremiah 51, 1 through 11. Jeremiah 51, 1 through 11. This is the word of the Lord. The utter destruction of Babylon. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will stir up the spirit of a destroyer against Babylon, against the inhabitants of Leb-Kamai, and I will send to Babylon winnowers, and they shall winnow her, and they shall empty her land. When they come against her from every side on the day of trouble, let not the archer bend his bow, and let not stand up in his armor. Spare not her young men, devote to destruction all her army. They shall fall down slain in the land of the Chaldeans, and wounded in her streets. For Israel and Judah have not been forsaken by their God, the Lord of hosts. But the land of the Chaldeans is full of guilt against the Holy One of Israel. But the land of the Chaldeans is full of guilt against the Holy One of Israel. Flee from the midst of Babylon. Let everyone save his life. Be not cut off in her punishment, for this is the time of the Lord's vengeance, the repayment he is rendering her. Babylon was a golden cup in the Lord's hand, making all the earth drunken. The nations drank of her wine, therefore the nations went mad. Suddenly Babylon has fallen and been broken. Wail for her. Take balm for her pain. Perhaps she may be healed. We would have healed Babylon, but she was not healed. Forsake her and let us go, each to his own country. For her judgment has reached up to heaven and has been lifted up even to the skies. The Lord has brought about our vindication. Come, let us declare Zion, the work of the Lord our God. Sharpen the arrows. Take up the shields. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And no, this is not a church service. This is a podcast, but I randomly came across this today and it spoke to me. And I've spoken on issues of prophecy and other things before, and I am not a prophet. I am not a biblical scholar. I also think that the consequences of horrible decisions are part of history, okay? Every decade, every century, for thousands of years, people have faced their consequences. There has never been an empire in the history of the world that lasted forever. Never. It's never happened. And so all of the things that are evil do end up facing their consequences. All empires do fall. There is not a lie that the Lord in heaven will not have shown as being a lie. There is not a hidden truth that the Lord will not reveal. If you think the evil of the world is more powerful than liberty or the Lord, then I don't know what you believe in. You certainly don't believe in yourself, let alone Jesus. You don't believe in you. You know, you can't even remotely believe in God if you think you're some powerless freak walking around like a robot. That's not what the Lord is into. The Lord doesn't want robots. The Lord doesn't want zombies. I don't even think the Lord wants zealots. The Lord wants missionaries of the heart. The Lord wants kindness. The Lord wants peacemakers. And guess what? You can run a bakery. You can run a bakery. You can own a farm. You can have a software business, and you can be a peacemaker. Being a peacemaker is not your primary vocation. It is your avocation as a Christian. But we live in the times we live in. And the advice from Jeremiah, which is the advice from God, is quite simple. You know, Babylon might have been saved, but it's not going to be. And there are a lot of places in this world right now that have chosen to walk the path of evil. There are churches that are demanding that all their parishioners get vaccinated. There's no proof of any of the things they're telling people to do, and yet they're standing for more truth behind the vaccine than God. They have more faith in Anthony Fauci than Jesus. This is the truth. This is what it's like to be in Babylon. They have more faith in their ministers and their ritualistic priests. They have more faith in the liars in the pharmaceutical industry than they do in Jesus. Not a good sign, brothers and sisters. Not a very good sign at all, really. And it won't end well. It won't. Next topic. So, there is discussion of gun control, and there is discussion that President Biden, who I don't know if he's going to be around much longer, there's discussion of President Biden's threats to use executive orders to, you know, collect guns, to mandate insurance, all this ridiculous stuff. And it is bizarre and ridiculous. And let me start with some reasons why. Firstly, I've visited places with gun control. I've been to places that have gun control. All of those places still have people buying guns. They're just buying the guns on the black market. And they're not talking about the guns on Facebook. And for those of you out there on Twitter or Facebook who take pictures of your guns because your favorite cartoon soldier does it, because your favorite AR-15 cartoon soldier takes pictures of himself shooting his AR, that you kind of thought it would be a good idea to do the same thing and post on Twitter, stop. You should have never done it in the first place, really. Not really, no. You know, but stop, because what you're really doing is setting yourself up, just like the freaks who believed that the 1/6 thing was real. It wasn't real. It was another little psyop in a year of psyops. I am telling you that if you see a cartoon soldier on Twitter posting pictures of his or her wonderful guns, don't be an idiot. Don't post your own pictures. But with respect to gun control, there's not a nation in the history of the world that has ever banned a weapon. I'm going to repeat that because a lot of people are slow. There is not a nation in the entire history of the planet that has ever effectively banned a weapon. And if you think, well, what about Nazi Germany or the Soviet Union? Oh, there were guns. It's just that people didn't have the courage to use them, kind of like today. There were plenty of guns in Germany and plenty of ways for clever Germans to make guns. Just that a lot of Germans kind of liked Hitler. And there were plenty of guns and plenty of ways to make guns in the Soviet period. But a lot of Russians and other people kind of just put up with it. During the French Revolution, at the beginning of the French Revolution, the peasants really didn't have a lot of guns. They didn't. But you know what they did? They busted down doors and they stole them. The simple fact of history is that you can't ban weapons. You can't. You can't ban ideas. If you wanted to ban guns, it would be more difficult than the war on drugs. And I'm going to ask a question. How successful has the war on drugs been? It is way more difficult to figure out a good strategy for making methamphetamine, okay? A decent strategy where you'd actually make money doing it. It is more difficult to do that than to basically manufacture a homemade shotgun. A homemade slam shotgun, you go to the hardware store, you buy some pipe, you buy some wood, you buy some nails. You know, you buy a cap for the end of the pipe or some other strategy. But the point is, there are many ways in which a person can make a makeshift gun very quickly. It's not that easy to just instantly get, you know, a cocaine delivery connection to Colombia or to make the blue meth or to raise decent weed where weed is still illegal. Or shrooms or whatever. Good or bad drugs. Heroin. You name it. So there's never been a weapon that's ever been banned, to include one of the most expensive weapons ever developed, the nuclear bomb. Okay? If you want to talk about barriers to entry, for at least the first 30 years of the history of the nuclear weapon, most countries just couldn't do it. It was just too expensive. And because there were treaties against non-proliferation, which again, you know, if you read this correctly, it means only certain bullies get the bomb. Other bullies can fuck themselves. That's how you read that. Even with nuclear weapons, even with nukes, they've not been able to keep people from building them. Yes, it still has to be a country, a lot of resources, a lot of money. But I believe that particular barrier is shifting too. There's a lot of experimentation with really high energy, short wavelength lasers that is quite interesting. And there's a chance that within our lifetime, we're going to see gamma ray and X-ray wavelength lasers that are functional and you know, scalable. And if that happens, then a lot of the stuff we do to generate radionucleotides that are good for nuclear weapons, to generate materials like plutonium, a lot of this may not require a breeder reactor. And if you don't need a breeder reactor, then within 10 years, somebody in their basement could have a McNuke machine, put in some uranium, turn on the gamma ray laser system, start shedding neutrons and protons, and start playing the amazing, you know, alchemy of atomic physics. Within 10 years, it's theoretically possible that you'll start to see non-breeder systems for generating nuclear weapons-grade material. Once that happens, and I think that the line should be somewhere around $10 million, probably, once that happens, all bets are off. And that, too, could be one of the reasons why. Again, I don't know why we're going through the biggest PSYOP ever, but another reason is that the ability for ordinary people to do things like build nuclear weapons, yeah, that's not that far away, brothers and sisters. It really isn't. It might be 10 years away. 10 years from now, a millionaire might be able to produce nuclear weapons. Not me, not you, but a millionaire. Not a billionaire, a millionaire. So there you go. Gun control is insane. It cannot work. It's never worked. And yet they keep pushing it. And what I tell people is, great, push your gun control. Push your bogus insurance crap, okay? People like me are simply going to do what we've been doing for a while, buying our guns privately, buying them on the black market. What are you going to do? You're going to have to break down every door to stop that. That's why I think there are a lot more guns out there than people realize. I've met a few people from Europe in recent years. I've met people from gun control countries, and I have gotten the general impression that if you have the money, you can go get a gun in the most oppressively gun control country in the world if you have enough money. That's how the black market works. Now, the bad thing about the black market is pricing can be kind of a pain in the butt. The great thing about the black market is there are no regulations. So when I say in these European countries, there is a black market where you can just go buy a gun, it isn't the gun you'd buy at the gun store in the US that is disabled to be a semi-automatic carbine. The black markets that exist in these countries that have gun control allow you to buy submachine guns, grenades, grenade launchers, rocket launchers. I can keep going. That is the reality of gun control, just as it was the reality and has been for the war on drugs, just as it's the reality of the war on terror and apparently the war on COVID. These wars never end because these wars are absurd and can never work. And in some cases, like COVID, are total fucking bullshit. There, I got a little angry and used a bad word. Use a bad, bad word. I'll have to give myself a bad, bad spanking. You know, I think I should have a reality show. I've been thinking about this. I should have a reality show. And the name of the reality show should be A Gun in Under an Hour. And I don't think we can produce this in the U.S. or any country in Europe with an extradition treaty. We might have to do this. We might have to produce this in, I don't know, maybe Kazakhstan? In Kazakhstan. Or the Philippines. So maybe we have to produce this in the Philippines, but, you know, assuming that, But the name of the show would be A Gun in Under an Hour. And what do? I go to all of the terribly oppressive sideways regimes. Probably the final episode of the first season, I'll go to North Korea. I'll go to all these oppressive fucking places and I'll prove a simple point. If you have enough money, you can get a fucking gun in under an hour in your gun control country. And really, the only people you're hurting in that scenario, therefore, are basically the most disenfranchised. So, literally by definition, gun control is being anti-poor people, basically. Because all gun control really does is raise the amount of money you would need to be able to go get a gun. That's all it does. It just makes it more expensive. And the thing about the black market is every time you make it more expensive, net-net, it behaves like a regular market. And within a matter of time, you've got cheap guns for everybody. You're going to have your crack and your cocaine. You're going to have your crystal meth. You're going to have different drugs for different folks, different price ranges. Everybody will get a gun. And because it's a black market, because it has to be under the radar, so to speak, there won't be effective, you know, third-party organizations really keeping track. There won't be a popular mechanics telling you this gun is dangerous. You might buy a gun that's okay. You might buy a gun that explodes in your hand. The real effect of gun control is what they always told us about, you know, making abortion illegal. You remember all those arguments about back-alley abortions? I can tell you there's also back-alley guns. Prohibition does not work. We are free human beings. If you try to treat us like zoo animals, you can achieve that for a while, but then we simply start to die. Let's go back to the Nazi example. What if in the case of the Germans, it wasn't just Jewish people or gypsies or gay people or people that were considered subhuman? What if it was just randomly any German? Do you really think the Germans would have put up with that? Because that's the problem with this analogy or this comparison, is that the Germans were very specific about the people they attacked. And with respect to Stalin, listen, it is amazing to me that the Soviet people put up with that guy as long as they did. But at some point in time, people could have fought back. They simply chose not to. And then they continued to choose not to. And the people that would tend to choose not to had kids, and they raised them to be cowards too. So it's true. You can become historically, institutionally a slave society, but it requires the people who are slaves to walk into that darkness. We don't have to do that. We can choose to say no. Gun control's crap. Next topic. Death to deniers. This is an article from RT.com. Oh my God, Russian blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you want to create an apoplectic response in the average commie, New World Order, Seattleite, house flipper? Mention Russia. Russia! And their eyes glaze over and they enter a state of pure rage. Apoplectic, conniption, crazy eyes rage. Russia. Yeah, this article comes from RT.com. And the title of the article is UK Terrorism Chief Calls for, and I quote, national debate on criminalizing doubts about COVID-19 vaccine. And actually, this is a dated article. This was published on 19 November 2020, so it's an old one. The UK's top counterterrorism cop has suggested society stop allowing people to question the wisdom of a rapid COVID-19 vaccine rollout, regarding such skepticism to be life-threatening misinformation. Met Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu has pointedly questioned whether it is the correct thing for society to allow the sharing of misinformation that could cost people's lives. Demonizing all doubts about quickly developed COVID-19 vaccines whose potential long-term effects are yet to be known and tying them to extremist radicalization efforts. While he didn't go so far to call for a law to be passed banning such content, his suggestion of a national debate will presumably light a fire under ministers already mulling such legislation. Basu also expressed worries about a sharp increase in extremist material online in the last few years during Wednesday's press conference, warning of a new and worrying trend in the UK of young people being radicalized. Officials told UK media that Islamic extremists and far-right groups were using false claims about coronavirus to radicalize their followers. Okay, I'll let you guys research more of this yourself because it's too depressing to read. Especially given the other articles we're going to read next. In fact, I want to read this next article, and then we can talk about criminalizing asking questions. This next article comes from King5.com. That's a local news station, NBC affiliate, Seattle. The title of the article is Zero Flu Deaths. Zero Flu Deaths. Zero Flu Deaths reported during this season in Washington State. Zero flu deaths. Nobody died this flu season in Washington State. That's the fucking headline. At this point, an intelligent, rational person with any kind of memory should be able to call bullshit, but I know a lot of you guys are oxygen deprived. And I read on, experts believe that many of the COVID-19 restrictions may have also contributed to the slowing the spread of influenza. Slowing. It sounds like it stopped it. The number of deaths related to the COVID-19 pandemic is staggering, but there is one statistic that stands out. Since coronavirus took hold in Washington, the number of deaths attributed to the common flu is zero. With businesses closed, streets vacant, restaurants empty, I call bullshit on a lot of that with the construction, King 5. That's a total lie. Why don't you come to Little Saigon? Construction's going along great. With businesses closed, streets vacant, restaurants empty, coronavirus has taken a costly toll on our communities. But one positive side effect of all that staying home is that influenza has been essentially wiped out this season. This year really has been a historic low for influenza, said UW Medicine infectious disease fraud Dr. Nandita Mani. It is the first time in recorded history, at least 100 years, there have been zero seasonal flu deaths in Washington. Last season, 114 deaths from flu were reported in the state. My biggest takeaway from all this is that many of the interventions we're doing right now, masks, social distancing, staying home when you're sick, those are really effective at preventing the spread of infections, the fraud said. Perhaps the biggest reason no one has died from the flu is closed schools. Kids tend to be among the biggest spreaders. You know what? You guys can read the rest of this shit on your own. There is a link in the notes. Read this bullshit. If you actually believe nobody died of the flu in Washington State this year, you are fucking stupid. I am sorry. The number for last year is probably a lie because, hey, COVID helped there too, didn't it? The number for this year is truly bullshit. But it is amazing to me. There are people out there that believe it. If they read an article that says nobody died of the flu in Washington State this year, it is remarkable. It is impossible. And as far as like people not working, I look out my fucking window, King 5. I see 20 fucking construction workers sweating and talking, barely wearing their masks, ass grabbing, sharing the same fucking porta potty, no special cleaning session. What the fuck is wrong with you? And yeah, the swear words are appropriate. Are you stupid? And then here we have fuckers calling for, you know, laws to create make it a crime to have an opinion that maybe the vaccine rollout is flawed, that maybe this vaccine rollout, we should ask questions. Even just saying we should ask questions is a kind of terrorism, according to these fucking freaks. It's weird. It's gross. It's weird. It's depressing. I was at a restaurant recently, and I asked the waitress, what is the weird physics that makes it necessary for me to wear a mask as I'm walking to my table? But when I sit down at my table, I can take off my mask. And she was a bit froze by that. She didn't have an intelligent response. She simply said, we're wearing the mask for old people. And then she walked away. And then I muttered as she walked away, yeah, you know, Satan is pretty old. Satan's real old. You're wearing the mask for him. Satan is really old. You're wearing the mask for him. You're wearing it for old people. We'll get to that next. Land between the lakes. We have an ocean around us, below us, and above us. We are the land between the lakes. A quote from Dr. Freckles. I will leave that there for you to meditate upon. Next quote from Dr. Freckles. I am scar tissue and cholesterol, but I am alive. I am scar tissue and cholesterol, but I am alive. I am scar tissue and cancer tumors and asbestos and microplastics, but I am not yet dead. I am filled with the parasites that feed on the black scum below the ocean, but I still have a heart that beats. I walk amongst the poison freaks of Ballard. I traverse the ranges of the scumbag whores of, you know, frickin' Magnolia, Seattle. I am covered in slinkus worms that I got from visiting, you know, Bellevue. But I am still alive. And so are you if you're listening right, unless you're a demon. Fuck you. Fuck you, demon. So we just read an article from King 5 telling us that all the masks and all the other bullshit eliminated the flu, which really by definition means it must have eliminated COVID, because I don't know of anybody who would claim that the flu is really any different than COVID structurally in way it behaves. It's more or less the same kind of virus. I don't know. But they feed a lot of shit. I don't think COVID is real. And I think the flu is. And I think the guy who invented the PCR test basically said you shouldn't use it to test in situations like this. So if you put this all together, a lot of people thought the flu was the COVID. When I got the flu in February of 2020, there was about 10 days, mainly because of fucking Twitter nurses who told me to go on a ventilator. There was about 10 days, maybe I got the COVID. No, I had the fucking flu, or I just had a cold. That's reality. Anyways, next topic. And this is another quote from Dr. Freckles. You can believe in God, or you can believe in government. You can't really believe in both. And I do think that's essentially true. I know that's radical for a lot of you folks out there, maybe even minarchists and libertarian types, who believe that we can have a nice small government that will behave. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be nice to have a government that just really went after people that, you know, committed crimes that have victims? That would be nice. Like, I don't want government. I think it's stupid. But if you could almost sell me on the government that only went after, you know, crimes that have victims, real victims, people who had their shit stolen, people who were beaten up, actual victims, crimes with victims. Our police spend most of their fucking time going after crimes that have no victims. Everybody chose to participate. And then the crimes that have victims, like, I don't know, murder, rape, theft. It's like, well, we'll get around to it, but we're trying to crack the Colombian drug lords of Sector 3, and we gotta spend billions on that because they got some cash we can steal from the containers, blah, blah, blah. Civil asset forfeiture, baby. They got a Lambo on that ship. I'm gonna get it. I just got into the DEA. I'm gonna have a Lambo. I'll have a Lambo. You can believe in government, or you can believe in God. And at this point in time, I hope those of you out there who are Christians really think about this. Because if you go to a church and it says you cannot enter without a vaccine, you really need to ask the question, not just, is this vaccine safe, but what the fuck? If your alarm bells aren't going off when you see a sign like that, if you're not a little cringy, and if you don't recognize the fact that those churches have no earthly way to prevent people from going in there who haven't been vaccinated, it is not feasible. It is not realistic. It will never happen. Like gun control. You know, yeah, they'll threaten a lot of stuff and they might even try to do some stuff, but it looks like a trauma monkey to me. It looks like a psyop. Gun control looks like a psyop. The vaccine passports look like a trauma monkey psyop. The freaking making people take vaccines looks like a trauma monkey psyop. When they tell you 100 million people have taken it, that's bullshit. I would be surprised if 1 million people have taken any of these poisons or placebos. And that is the choice. Poison, placebo. Some people are getting nothing. They're getting placebos. And they're going to, I took my second shot of the placebo, and I'm fine. You know? And other people are getting the poison. And that's a very Nazi way of doing things. And we learned a lot from the Nazis. After World War II, we had all the best Nazis come back here. We learned tons from them. Totes knowledge from the Nazis. And as I talk, I'm seeing what was kind of a blue sky being currently sky written on by a spraying plane. But Dan, they're not spraying anything. I know. But yet, I can see that. I can't see any evidence of your magical COVID bullshit, but I can actually see that. I can see the decay of the ecology of Washington State with my own fucking eyes. I don't need dancing nurses to tell me that there's some pretty rank shit happening in the ecology of Washington State, fuck you. But clearly, you're focused on something that's not a problem and only designed to scare people. Fuck you. Next topic. I'm really scared. Yeah, you need to book, what were we gonna say? Let's bookend this with the one about how we killed the flu. The flu doesn't exist. This article comes from Zero Hedge. It was published yesterday. Ostensibly, the title is Tyler Durden, but that's a pseudonym. The headline is, and I quote, "Right now I'm scared. CDC director chokes back tears as she fearmongers impending doom." In a stunningly emotional outburst during this morning's COVID-19 response press conference, new CDC director Rochelle Walensky went off script. What if one watches her eyes? If one watches her eyes, it appears as if she's very much reading a script. So it doesn't look like it was off script, according to this. But to warn the public about her impending doom following a rise in COVID cases and hospitalizations. Wow, COVID cases and hospitalizations. Those things are not at all easy to fake. The 7-day average of hospital admissions. You know, I'm not going to read the lies. What's interesting about this stupid, nutty shit is that a person could believe the bullshit article from King 5 that we killed the flu by doing the stupid fucking, you know, kabuki dance. And then probably on the same fucking day, that same moron could listen to the CDC whore say the stupid shit she's saying and believe that. What is it? Did we destroy the flu by adopting these really good precautions, or are we basically doomed? Are we doomed? Because it seems like we killed the flu. We must have, you know, taking on the COVID, that's what they tell us. That's why they're going to try to reopen, whatever the fuck that means, Governor Inslee, you prick. I don't know how people keep these thoughts in their heads. I don't know how people rationalize it. It's weird. Next topic. So I'm not going to go too much into this one, but I have a link to an article about the Czech Republic's richest man dies in Alaska, helicopter crash. Kind of like what happened a year ago with, who was that guy? That basketball player? Anyways. Yeah. One of my really weird theories that is way out there, but I'll just throw it out there, is in recent years, I've wondered if certain people are using things like faking their death as a way to get out of Dodge. As a way to go to ground, as a way to... whatever they think is going to be their survival hole, you know, in the future. And Jim and I have spoken about this in previous podcasts where, we, you know, he and I both know that there is no hole deep enough from which you can hide from God. So it doesn't matter what hole they go to. They will be found by God. But would some of these rich people potentially use a fake death as a way to cover their escape? Yeah, I think so. I think that that is a real thing. I think that probably is happening more often than we realize. So my first thought when I read this was, well, someone else is heading to Antarctica. Someone's heading to the safe zone. Someone is getting to the bunker complex. Someone's checking into their condo and turning on their robot hooker, Mr. Rich Czech Republic dude. Someone just got to their condo and found a big old bowl of cocaine and a nice big welcome to the survival complex for Satanists and real estate whores. Yeah, I'll let you read it, but I don't know. Some of this stuff's weird. Next topic. I don't know how much I want to talk about the spooky vibe stuff. I have some spooky vibes right now, but I don't know what that means. It's also not special. A lot of people over the last few months have reported to me what I've been reporting in this general sense that we're really close to something big. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know what shape it will take. I think a lot of people have conjectures. I don't believe it's the reset, but I also understand there are a lot of people who have to believe it's going to be the reset because that makes their mythology work. They can imagine themselves in that world still doing whatever technological shit they're doing today. What I would tell you is that reset is probably not on the menu. And a complete and total collapse of civic society is coming soon. No matter how bad is, best case scenario, the things that you think are important that the government provides are going away. They're going broke, and it's not just here. There are people who say, well, what about China? What about Russia? It's bad everywhere. And when this ship goes down, we're going to pull a lot of people down with us all around the world. Okay, that's the nature of the petrodollar. If you want to understand how insidious and how destructive it is, you also need to understand that when we go down, a whole bunch of the world's wealth, as we understand it, the world's money, quote unquote, fiat bullshit. I got to drink some water for that cotton mouth. Whiff. A whole bunch of the world's wealth will completely vaporize. And that will leave other societies with pension obligations they cannot pay. It will leave other societies with deliveries of food and resources they cannot get. I think there are people who want to believe in safe zones, and you know, fine, if you want to believe there's a safe zone, believe in it. Be just like that Czech Republic dude. Believe that you can go someplace and hide underground. I don't think that's reality. I think what's coming is going to touch everybody. And I think the words of the Bible are also true. It's going to be so terrible that if it kept going on, if it lasted too long, there would be no one left alive. I am paraphrasing a little, but that is in the Bible. That's in the New Testament. That is the word of God, the word of Jesus. If it lasted too long, there would be no flesh left. So I think it's going to be pretty bad. And Jim might be right. It could be a coronal mass ejection. And if it is, according to my interpretation of the Bible, it's going to have to be worse than Carrington. Carrington is not what we're talking about. If it's the kind of thing that would be referenced in prophecy, then it's probably an earth scorcher. And a lot of the prophecy does refer to things that seem like coronal mass ejections. There's other prophecy that refers to things that seem like the clathrate gun, or what some people call the methane bomb. And no, the methane bomb is not about your fucking cheeseburger, or your fucking SUV, or whether or not you fart, or whether or not your dog farts. The methane bomb is about hundreds of thousands of years of frozen sequestered carbon and frozen sequestered methane that gets released rapidly. And right now in the Arctic, there is a what appears to be, if you believe the bullshit, and remember, guys, it's a psyops, you got to be fucking careful. If you believe what they're telling you, there are massive plumes of methane being released in the Arctic Ocean right now. And by this spring, summer, we're already in spring, by summer, it should be a lot worse. The good news about this scenario is I can scratch it off my list, I think, by September. I haven't met one COVID freak who's come up with a criteria for explaining to me when that bullshit is over. You may think my trauma monkey is bullshit, but at least I put a fucking time limit on it for rational fucking reasons. The thing about the clathrate gun is it doesn't take 100 years. It happens in a couple. It happens rapidly. And by the end of the first year, if anyone's left alive, it'll be pretty fucking obvious that it was a bit worse than the COVID. Unless, of course, you like to cook like a Thanksgiving turkey, and that's your own choice. And yeah, the methane will break down. The methane will break down. The Earth's environment will normalize, but we won't survive it. And the people in the bunkers won't survive it if that is what is happening. Prophecy does not tell us exactly what will happen. Listen, the same prophecy kind of matches nuclear war and kind of matches a caldera volcano exploding. So there are, in my humble opinion, many scenarios that are kind of fuzzy in a way. Nuclear war really isn't, because they could just trigger one if they wanted to. But there are other scenarios that are fuzzy enough that they seem to match the weird, fuzzy nature of this very strange timeline of the giant monkey herpes psyop, the big COVID psyop. It's, yeah, anywho. Spooky vibes, and I don't know how much more I want to say there. I just have a lot of spooky vibes. Spooky vibes about, you know, yeah. Next topic. So I watched this documentary series, The Confession Killer, and it's about the story of Henry Lee Lucas. And I don't know if Henry Lee Lucas killed anybody. He was put to death, so one hopes he at least killed one person, because then it's a lot less egregious. But it looks like he lied about a lot of killings, and it also looks like the Texas Rangers, who were considered this really elite law enforcement agency at one point, it looks like the Texas Rangers went along with it. They cleared cases. other police officers in other states went to Henry Lee Lucas and showed him pictures and gave him information that, hey, Henry, did you kill this person in Texas on October the 1st? Yeah, I did. Hey, Henry, did you kill this person in upstate New York on October the 2nd? Oh, sure, I did. Do you have a jet plane, Henry? Or a dime tunnel? No, when they actually analyzed Henry Lee Lucas and the people he said he killed, it was provably impossible for him to have done all of them. Now, is it possible he killed a few and then lied about the rest just to confuse people? Yes. But once again, I say, this kind of shows the incompetence, doesn't it? We're told to trust the experts. One of the messages right now is trust the experts. And what I'm telling you is that in one example, and it's not just one, there are many examples of this, trusting the experts was wrong. Families that trust the experts were told that Henry Lee Lucas killed their loved one. They went for decades believing this was true. Then they found out it was a lie. Do you think they were happy about trusting the fucking experts? Probably not. And I know that, you know, a lot of people are just so in this cult that even then you don't break out. Like you say, well, if only we voted differently, if only we had a different, you know, sheriff, if only we had reform in the Texas Rangers, reform, if only we had reform. So yeah, people still have a hard time escaping the tar pit of statism and voting. But one day maybe, right? Maybe. I think one of the core themes of the Henry Lee Lucas story is that blindly trusting the experts is stupid. And yet, if you look at the crap that's being pushed right now, we're being told that really smart people blindly believe the experts. Are people listening? Are people seeing? Are people understanding? Are people sensing how absurdly evil this all is? Because It boggles my mind. It boggles my mind that people are not revolted by this incredibly dark and disgusting stuff. Okay? And yet, they say, well, you shouldn't ask questions. Well, trust the experts if you want to. Next topic about trusting the experts. So, I have a podcast in the notes that you can listen to. It's also been put up on YouTube recently. It's from 2016. It's only about 11 minutes long. And in this podcast from 2016, I talk about my experiences with a product called Microsoft Amalga and my experiences with it at Harborview Medical Center back in 2010 and 2011. I'll leave it to you to listen to the podcast, but here's something I learned from working with clinical data informatics at the UW. The researchers there had a lot of priorities and they had a lot of concerns. Accuracy of the data was not one of them. Do you understand what I just said? There were many egos, many concerns, and believe me, one of the priorities was making sure that from the outside perspective, Microsoft Amalga was a success at the UW. I had a professor of military science call me up when I was there because he worked with TRICARE. He worked with the military health system. And he called me up and I talked to him and he said, you know, have you worked with Amalga? And I said, yeah, it's terrible. You know, the ingestion process fails all the time. The Amalga ID does not properly reference the records once ingested. So you have a proven polynomial time cost in almost every frickin' query across 250 fucking terabytes. I told him everything. I told him everything. I gave him links to the SharePoint site where I kept all the notes. They went to him. They went to the organization that's trying to provide healthcare for veterans and told them that implementation at Amalga was just a complete success. There were no problems, no issues, total success. That is a lie. COVID motherfucker. COVID motherfucker who's spreading the vaccine bullshit. COVID motherfucker who's screaming at people to wear masks. Okay? These fuckers in the hospital system did not give a shit if the infectious disease report that went out every morning was accurate. That's reality. COVID motherfuckers that who spread the COVID lie. You're doing it based upon people that laugh at you, that think you're stupid. They know the data's wrong. They know the data's screwed up. And they mock you, you fucking idiot. Next topic. Next topic. We're really cooking today, cooking with gas, right? And part of me thinks I should just split this off and do a separate podcast, like maybe just, yeah. So I'm going to take the rest of the notes and put them into another slot for a separate podcast, I think, and I'm going to close this one out. And for all you guys out there listening, thank you for listening. Like I said, on Saturday and Sunday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which I guess, you know, right, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WRMI out of Miami, Okeechobee, on 5950 kilohertz, I will have, you know, a one-hour show. So Saturday, Sunday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I don't know if it's good or bad. I don't know if people like it yet. I've seen a few comments on Reddit that lead me to believe that maybe people don't. I don't know, guys. But I guess if I can leave you with a thought in all this darkness of lies and deception, just because it does look like the evil scum who believe they run the world are winning, just because it looks like that doesn't mean it's true. A lot of people are talking about our country right now like it's Germany in 1933. But here's the thing. The German apparatchiks, the German scientists, the ones who actually first discovered fission, you know, who built rockets and jets, they were a little bit better at the things they did than people are today. And I'm not talking about technology. Technology is great. I'm talking about problem solving. There's a big difference between technology and problem solving. And some of these techno freaks will convince you, well, we have AI. We have artificial intelligence, Dan. We no longer have to solve problems. Well, I mean, that's a nice fantasy, but it is total bullshit. Here in reality, we've got metro bus signs, electronic signs that tell you the date. It just doesn't happen to be today. They tell you when a bus will arrive from 2 years ago. Please tell me about the super technology that these government fuckheads can use effectively. Please tell me your miracle, whimsical story of government fuckheads being good problem solvers. Or that somehow they built an AI that was a problem solver. Do you remember the website rollout for Obamacare in 2013? That was a clusterfuck by definition. If you look up clusterfuck in the dictionary, it says, see Obamacare registration rollout. So tell me how government's going to be so good at doing all these heinous things. A lot of people think we're like Germany 1933. I have a different perspective. I think it's way closer to the Soviet Union in 1993. Way closer. And that's not just here. That's everywhere, okay? Everywhere where people, where good voters pay taxes and believe this monkey show can continue indefinitely, that's everywhere. It's way more likely that this is the Soviet Union in 1993 than Germany in 1933. Now, you can believe what you need to believe to make your fucking worldview work, but we will see. All I know is these psyops are getting stupider. These trauma monkeys are getting dumber. And people, if they don't wake up from the madness of the COVID lie, are simply going mad. None of this can continue that much longer. Of that I am certain. So whatever you think is coming next, you need to ask one simple fucking question. What do you build on a pile of shit? If everything they're doing is turning civic society into a steaming pile of shit, what do you build on that? Do you build a reset? Do you build a reset? The reset is designed for the people like Governor Inslee and Governor Newsom. The reset is designed for people who believe that they have a seat at some table in the future. What they haven't been told is that that table was burnt long ago. And they have no seat whatsoever when the music stops. The reset is so people like Governor fucking Inslee will stay on their fucking job to the last fucking minute while guys like the Czech fucking millionaire crash their helicopters in Alaska. And now I think there's a 50% chance he's getting head from a robot hooker in Antarctica. So for Tuesday, March the 30th, 2021, to all the people traveling in spaceships heading towards a nearby star, be careful out in space. Be careful amongst the asteroids and the comets and the large chunks of floating ice. Be careful as you travel to swamp planets. Swamp planets are bad places filled with little creatures that say really cryptic bullshit. Be careful of going to snow-covered planets. Nobody wants to go there, you fuck. Be careful of going to Planet 17. That place is off limits because of the strange, frickin' weird-ass gonorrhea. Be careful out there, brothers and sisters. Be careful as you navigate this life. Don't lose hope. Within a week, I'll be in Utah. Within a week, I will be in Utah, I think. Within a week, I will have escaped Seattle. I will be traveling through the desert. I will become the shaman of the high plains of Utah. I will transmit signals at incredible speeds. I will be the Colonel Kurtz of Liberty Radio. I will send out strange messages about being a snail on a straight razor. I will build a laser cannon to shoot down your nightmares. So have a great rest of your day.